This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate the Father Matters icon. I'm excited today because I have a special friend here who's not just a friend, but who's also a guest. And her name is Yolanda Robinson, and she is the founder and CEO of Arizona Facts of Life. And she has her son, Chris Gray, here with us today, who is the COO of the Arizona Facts of Life. Yolanda and Chris, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Man, Yolanda, you and I go way back to like 2005.
Yes, we do.
When we were like basically out of the trunk of our cars doing events and programs and workshops, just grinding.
And supporting each other.
And then we used to talk back in the day. A lot of people used to be like, man, you got to, you know, have all these policies and procedures in place. And it's like we were too busy doing it. And it was just hard. You cannot be doing two things at the same time. But I want to let you know, all the way fast forward to 2017, I am so proud of you for where you are today with Arizona Facts of Life.
Thank you.
So we're going to get into this because we have a lot of teens and moms and young moms and young fathers that are struggling right now. But before we get into the how-to and where can we go, share a little bit about Arizona Facts of Life.
Arizona Facts of Life, I founded the organization in 2003. And I started it out of my home, and I was just drawn to helping young girls initially because of my story. And I knew when I was a teenager what my needs were and what I longed for. So I went back to the community where I grew up, and there was a lot of young ladies that I actually went to school with and became teen moms as I did, but the cycle continued. And I shared with them my vision and my passion for helping young girls. And I asked if their young girls can participate in what I was doing. And mind you, it was out of my home, so I would go to Matthew Henson Housing Project and pick up 8 girls and bring them back to my home, and we would spend a weekend together and just talk about life, and I would create an environment where they can just be comfortable and just have fun. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
When how do people hear about Arizona Facts of Life?
Well, just like you mentioned before, I was just following my passion and just really serving and trying to help. And in my doing that, people noticed. Mm-hmm. And they paid attention. So back then, I didn't know anything about marketing.
Right.
I really didn't pay attention and didn't really care about marketing because I didn't want to market myself. It was more so focusing on helping young people.
So who are the young people who come to Arizona Facts of Life and why? Who are you helping?
We are helping youth all across Maricopa County and Gila River Reservation community. They are ages from 9 to 17. And we help them. They come out on a monthly basis. We provide a weekend retreat for them.
Every month?
Every month.
Wow.
We actually have a property in Tonopah that I acquired, a ranch. That's the Fax Ranch. And the kids actually look forward to going out there, spending one weekend a month.
And who are these teens? Are they teens at risk? Who are the teens that you're serving?
You know, I'd like to say that they're all at risk. They come from all walks of life. And it's a challenge when they're, you know, a teenager. I don't care if you come from a two-parent home or you're living with your grandmama or you're living with auntie, right, or you may even be living with an older sibling. They're all at risk. So these kids are, like I said, coming from foster group homes. They're coming from the different style of homes. They're coming from Gila River Reservation. So all of them have a different story. But what they, when they come to FACTS, they get to tell their own story, mm-hmm, through our FACTS curriculum.
What are some of the stories that you hear and when kids, are they struggling with anything?
They struggle with support and academics at school. On the reservation, it's really a challenge because there's lack of food, family support. You know, just their needs aren't fully being met. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I make sure, and my staff, they tease me about it, but it's really important to me when the kids come once a month that we feed them well, mm-hmm, every day. It's just important. And I know that that's something that I longed for. We struggled with having a square meal or a healthy meal. Mm-hmm. So I just make sure that that's one of the things in addition to many other needs, but that's one thing that need to be met.
Is it a fee for the teens to come?
No, it is totally free, mm-hmm, because we are a nonprofit organization. So what I try to do is solicit private donors, grants, fundraisers,
sure,
you know, and a lot of it has come out of, you know, my own pocket. So you, and I'm sure you understand.
Do I. I love when you, on your website, you said your purpose is to guide young people to success by providing developmental opportunities that may have not otherwise been accessible. What are some of those opportunities?
Well, I'd like to really highlight our college prep program. And what I've learned in having conversation with our young people is that education is, it's really not a conversation in the household, let alone higher education. So it's important to me that we expose them. And we do that through prepping them through once a month. They meet for about 2 hours. But I think we're going on our fifth year just taking them outside of the state of Arizona, exposing them to colleges and university campuses, just so that they know that they have options.
And Chris, what are you hearing, some of the testimonies, some of the stories of the kids when they come, the teens?
In regards to the college tour?
Yes.
More so than not, they've never been outside of Arizona. So to put them in a position, for example, Washington, D.C., that's mind-boggling for most of them.
Yes.
And I hear often how I'm so excited that I'm here. This has been the greatest time of my life.
First time on an airplane.
First time on a charter bus. First time seeing the White House. First time going to a university. Some of them haven't even been to Arizona State University. Mm-hmm. So
out of their own little communities.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, that's just a few of the things that I hear.
This is what I want to do, because I got so many more questions, but this commercial break is coming in, and I don't want to ask you a question and stop you. We're going to get more of this on the top of the show. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Yolanda Robinson, founder and CEO of Arizona Facts of Life, and Chris Gray, COO. We'll hear more from Yolanda and Chris after this. Hi. This is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. If you're just tuning in, go back and catch the beginning of the show. We have Yolanda Robinson, founder and CEO of Arizona Facts of Life, and Chris Gray, COO of the Arizona Facts of Life. And we were just, Chris was just talking a little about the college prep and about how excited the kids are, first time on their plane, first time out of state. What are the results? What are the kids saying when they get back from a trip like the college prep, Chris?
What aren't they saying?
Yeah.
When is the next one? How can I sign up right now? And what's more fulfilling, I wouldn't say more, but just as equal, is hearing their parents come back to us and saying, my kid had the time of their life, you know, and it brings a great feeling to us, the organization. And I know our excitement, because sometimes she's not able to make it. She just sends us out to handle her business. Mm-hmm. But when we tell her, hey, this is what we're getting, you can see her face light up, and that shows a connection. She doesn't have to be there to feel it.
And I think what's awesome, sometimes, even though it's the kids' first time out of the community, out of state, some of their own parents never even been out of the community or out of the state.
Right.
And they're connecting with other kids from what, throughout all Maricopa County?
Yes.
And all ages, all backgrounds, all culture. What is that like to see that, you bringing that one melting pot?
I absolutely love it, and I know that's what God loves, mm-hmm. that diversity. It's really important, too, that it starts the conversation of higher education. When they come back, they're wanting to talk about it. So it's a discussion now, and they see how important it is, and it is attainable and it's reachable, you know. And I like the fact that they're coming from all walks of life and their diversity, because they're bringing their own stories. So it's, everybody's not the same.
And then,
you know,
go ahead.
Seeing, for instance, the Native American community, when we take them to a different college, being able to put them into the Native American like area of that college.
That's right.
So they can see, you know, there's your people from all over the United States are doing the same thing. You're not just in this little box. You know what I mean? There's other people doing this that you can relate to directly. And I think that's a shock factor in itself.
And I like what you said, Chris, get them out of that box. Some of us are just stuck in that little circle, stuck in that box. Does it take a while for the kids to open up when they come to the retreat? Do they start at the leadership workshops, the weekend retreats?
Yes, they do.
They start, and is it at a curriculum? What do they do? When do they come? Friday through Sunday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes, it's actually an option. What's mandatory are the Saturdays, because that's when we do get to the meat of the curriculum, the workshop, and all the activities, the bonding, team building. But we open the retreat opportunity up. It's a choice. So they can come in on Friday, 6 p.m., and then they return on Sunday, leaving about noon, 1 o'clock. Because on Sunday, we actually do like a Bible study on Sundays from 10 to 2.
That's powerful.
And then again, on Saturday, we do the FACTS curriculum, which is a curriculum that I developed or created and developed with Mary Kiles.
Tell us a little bit about this curriculum.
The acronym is Facing Our Fears, Adjusting Our Attitudes, Caring for Ourselves and Others. The truth, it can hurt, but it can also heal. And the S is for strength. And so God gave me that, and he gave me the acronym, and then he said, this is your curriculum. Develop it.
Tell me about that T, the truth. I lost it there. The truth hurts. What is that?
The truth, it hurts, but it can also heal.
What do you mean by that? The truth hurts, but can also heal. Unpack that a little bit. I'm on your website right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unpack that, because a lot of kids, they struggle with hearing the truth.
Right. And I struggled with it. And I use the FACTS curriculum in my own life. And so the truth for me was my father denied me. My biological father denied me. That was the truth. That was a fact. I had to accept that. Now, during my teenage years, I didn't understand that. But it also healed me because it pushed me towards my heavenly father. And that was the best father that I can even ask for. Mm-hmm. So he filled that void for me. And so that's where my healing came from. So that's what I mean by a truth in your life, whether it be your father denying you or not wanting you, your mother, or the truth is, you know, you're homeless or whatever situation it may be. It is. But find some truth in that. I mean, some healing in that truth.
And see, what I love about Arizona Facts of Life and what you're doing and helping all these kids, this is rooted out of your personal pain, your personal issue. Yep. Just like, you know, all the listeners know how I started Father Matters and why. And like you said, your father denied you. That impacted you in a way that you had no idea it would impact you.
Right.
And I'm dealing with grown men when they come to the workshops. I deal a lot with grown men still dealing with little boy issues.
Yes.
Because their father rejected them or abandoned them or abused them.
Right.
And we don't realize how that impacts us until we become a father. Or till we start working as an adult and having to be responsible. And we realize, I tell the guys in the workshop, raise your hand if you would want to be the same kind of dad to your children that your father was to you. Slim to no hands go up. And then I'll say, raise your hands if you find yourself doing some of the same idiotic mistakes and anger issues that you've seen in your father. Almost every hand go up.
Yes.
Because we grow up and say, I'm gonna never be the type of father that my father was.
Right.
But we end up doing and being the same type of father.
Absolutely.
That's why I love what you're doing with the kids, Yolanda, because I tell the men we need community.
Right.
Too many men are trying to do life on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we can't handle this issue on our own, we don't know how to go to God or we don't know how to plug into other men, we turn to pornography, we turn to drugs and alcohol because I don't want nobody to know what's going on in my heart.
Right.
Even though we're walking around with a heart that's hard and wounded.
Right.
And so when we say, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, everything's fine. And then the same guy will go home and abuse alcohol just to go to sleep so he don't have to think about what's really going on his heart. Because it's like, if I unzip my heart and get real and get raw, Chris, you may not like me.
Right.
But see, if I unzip my heart and trust this brother, Chris might just say, man, I'll walk this out with you.
Absolutely.
The fear of judgment.
Yes.
The fear of judgment.
Yes.
So, because you have teen, is it boys and girls or mainly girls?
It is boys and girls now.
So you're hearing some strong testimony from 9-year-old, 14-year-old, 17-year-old children who are basically living like adults.
Yes.
What are some of the stuff that you're hearing? Because right now we got listeners all over the country who feel that their children are out of control or depressed, don't want to be with anyone, don't want to, you know, what can we say? What can we talk to these parents about their children?
Mm-hmm. I understand now that a lot of parents, single or otherwise, they're in survival mode. So they're trying to provide a roof, food, you know, the shelter for their families. And it's very difficult to hone in on other issues that our kids may be dealing with as a parent. And sometimes we don't know how to do that. Like you mentioned, some of the dads in your workshops, you just really don't know how because that example was not set forth for you. So it's very challenging for the parents.
Right.
And so that's why it's important when they come to FACTS that we create that environment for the youth, for them to talk and tell their stories. And then they're hearing other stories, other people's stories, and they learn that, oh, I'm not alone in this.
Not alone.
I'm not alone in this. So we can get through this together.
And see, what we need to realize, adults, children, as well as adults, see, the more we keep this to ourselves, the more we stay isolated, that's right where the enemy want us.
Absolutely.
Because if we reach out to other people and share, we are stepping into healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing, like I said, you're seeing young children be more like adults as they're starting to unzip their hearts and get raw and share with people that they never knew before. You've got people from all types of backgrounds and cultures in one place for a whole weekend.
Yes.
And that's powerful. Tell me a little bit about the Living Whole program.
The Living Whole is where we go out to the different community centers or schools, charter schools, what have you, and we provide health programs or life skills. Mm-hmm. And that, like I said, it's in a school setting. So a lot, and what I like about them, I'm really excited, is that they get a credit for this or half a credit. So we get to go into the school environments and provide these programs as well.
In November, you got coming up. I mean, because time is going really, really, really fast. November, you have an event coming up.
November 4th.
Tell us about this November 4th event and how people can get in touch with you. Give me a website, email, phone number. Give me everything so everyone can contact you direct. Tell me about this November 4th. What is it?
The November 4th, it's our A Gift from the Heart fundraiser. And the theme this year is a royal affair, red and black royal affair. And I like it and I'm excited about it. God placed it on my heart back in 2003 to do this annually. And what we do is we talk about our programs. And what I like most is that we provide awards to our youth, leadership awards. We provide our scholarship. We give a scholarship to one of our students that have aged out and gone on to college. We get to expose all that we do. So I'm really excited about it.
And is it a fee? And tell us more about it. You got a keynote speaker? What's going on that night?
Yes, there is a fee, $50. We're normally on.
And where? Where is it going to be?
It's at the Wild Horse Pass Hotel, okay. The hotel part of the Wild Horse Pass. And this is our third year having it there. Sure. And they've been really good to us. And the food is amazing.
Yes. Amazing.
Yes.
And all this is on the website?
It should be on the website.
And how can people get in touch with you if they want to ask questions or talk to you about some of the issues that their youth are having? Will you take calls from in other states and things like that?
Absolutely.
Can you maybe provide a training? Because Arizona Facts of Life is needed in every state across this country. If someone's listening right now and say, how can I get a Facts of Life chapter in my state? Mm-hmm. Tell people how they can get in touch with you. What's the process?
Oh, well, easy enough is go to the website, azfactsoflife.org. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook, Arizona Facts of Life. We have an Instagram, AZFOL. Those are the three easiest ways to get in contact with us, and we're quick. I mean, there's multiple people monitoring, so if you reach out, somebody will get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry.
And do you have a phone number?
We do have a phone number. It's 602-254-2704.
Okay, and an email address, because these ways, some people don't use phones, some people only use email.
Your email.
You can contact me at cgray, that's cgray, at azfactsoflife.org.
Okay, and November 4th is the event. It's $50, and it's the fundraise to help support your organization. How many kids would you take to Washington, D.C.? You go to California, too. You go a lot of different places.
Yes.
How many kids, and what does it take? Let people know what it takes.
To fund the program, it's about $60,000.
Wow, for one trip?
Well, not for one trip, for the entire program. Remember, I mentioned it's the prep part where they will meet once a month,
okay,
for about 2 hours to go over the coursework.
Yes.
And then in March or April is when we will go out on the tour. And I'm excited because we partnered with AC Green, and we met him in Oregon. And so he actually gave us our tour to his university where he started
Oregon
out.
State.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I was excited about that. But yeah, it's about $60,000 to do this program. And
for how many youth?
And well, I think the most we've taken was 20 students.
Okay.
Yeah. 20 students.
And even on to an out-of-state trip?
Yes.
And what about for the weekend retreats, the once a month?
The weekend retreats, because it's at the Facts Ranch, we can house, over for the workshop, about 120 students.
Wow. And they stay there the whole weekend?
We only have beds for about 24 students. So they have to reserve their space if they want to.
And some people, so some people just come and go back and forth. Mm-hmm. Look, will you guys come back next week? Because I got more questions. Can you come back next week?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I want to do. Thank you for being here, because I know we got a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. People are going to come in and want to email and talk. And so next week, let's finish this, because I want to get into your Next Step programs. You got behavioral health. Mm-hmm. So thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.